Hey, besties. My name's Lisa.
And my name's Tamara, and we're BFFs.
Tamara and I met when we were about 12 years old, growing up in good old Fairbanks, Alaska.
And we've been best friends forever since.
That's right. And that's why we've decided to have some fun, friendly conversations with the bestest of best friends.
We'll talk about how we became best friends, our experiences together, and have other best friends on the show to share how they met.
Who knows? You never know when you'll meet your next BFF.
Now let's get into it, how I met my BFF.
Welcome to another episode of How I Met My BFF. We had a little vacation, but we're back. Hi, Tamara.
Hey, Lisa. How's it going?
It's good. Do you have any updates from when we last talked? Have you been anywhere interesting lately?
Well, yes. I actually just had, I was gifted a trip to Hawaii by some friends for my birthday. And so I went and I was able to be in on the Big Island for about a week. And I just got back 2 days ago. So yeah, it's been a very... it was a good birthday and I missed you. It was hard to be in Hawaii without you, but it was good. So yeah, it's been pretty nice. Got a little sun.
And I love the picture you sent me of Kua Bay, where I famously almost drowned, but I didn't, obviously. Spoiler alert. And that visit, that same trip to that Kua Bay was where you met someone that ended up changing the trajectory of your life by moving to Hawaii.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, it's crazy. It's Kua Bay used to be this really remote beach you'd have to walk to and hike, and there was no bathrooms, no lifeguard, and it had a pretty strong rip current per Lisa almost drowning. But now it's all set up. So it's a beautiful, one of the most beautiful beaches to go to on the Big Island. So yeah, it's super fun.
In my life, breaking news.
Yes.
I got bioidentical hormones. What? Yay. Okay. Which is almost as exciting as going to Hawaii.
50 something to us. Oh my gosh.
We know how to party.
Yay!
I will say I'm already feeling the effects and I do like it. I feel like I'm recommending it to everyone. If I not intentionally, but just kind of comes up in conversation. So I think we're really onto something here with this hormone thing, but maybe we should start a different podcast about women over 40 getting hormones. But besides hormones and besides Hawaii, we have three, not one, but two, but three amazing guests today, and they're calling in from New Zealand. So Jennifer, Carol, and Lucio, welcome to our show. Hello.
Hello, hello. Thanks for having us.
Hello, hello. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. So Jennifer and I met, and I don't remember how we got connected, but we got connected, which is always fun. And then I was invited to be a guest on your podcast and got to meet Carol. And I'm excited because we talk about best friends and the three of you are best friends, but it's also probably in part because of what you do. So Jennifer, do you want to kick us off and let us know the culmination of how the three of you ended up getting together?
Oh, it's a COVID story, actually. So over COVID in, I don't know, 2022, late 2021, we're all three of us are part of a women's networking group here in New Zealand, different chapters because we live in different cities, but we ended up in an online networking mixer, and I was on the session with Lucy, and as Lucy tells it, our eyes met across the camera, and the rest was history. Oh, it was interesting because we had this little, you know, it was like a speed networking thing. And so we did this little chat and it's like, oh, wow, our missions and what we want to achieve and our visions and the big goals that we have are quite aligned. We need to do something together. So we need to follow up. And then, Lucy, do you want to take it from there and tell the rest of the story?
Yeah, I'll just add to it. It was just love at first sight, wasn't it? And the same with Carol. So I met Carol also in the networking group, and we just hit it off so well and just on the same energy and just love what we do. And I guess, yeah, we all have this passion of making the change, and especially women in business, and like helping them grow, expand, and really live the life that they're meant to be or meant to have. And yeah, so Jen and myself, we started talking about this, and then I was like, oh, wait a minute, Carol, she would be perfect to join, and had a chat with Carol. And it was just like, yeah, we will just go, go, go. And basically the minute we all three came together, we were just, yeah, we were just going. And I mean, it's been now more than 2 years that we've been running 90 Day Divas, and yeah, it's been amazing. And every time we come together, it's heartwarming, and it's great to see what impact we've got on all these women following and being a part of our journey.
Okay, Carol, so yeah, bring us home. What they invited you into this crazy, you know, experiment.
Into the threesome, look out. Yeah, it was really quite funny because I had met Jen before, but I hadn't gotten to know Jen. So it's kind of one of those interesting things sometimes. You can meet someone and you may not, you know, gravitate to them straight away. You might appreciate them, and I totally appreciated her, but we weren't kind of, you know, clicking with one another, I guess. And then when with Lucy, you know, and her saying, yeah, you know, Jen and I are thinking about doing this thing, I'm like, that would be so cool. And I love Jen. She's awesome. Her stuff's really amazing. And then when I got to know Jen even more, it was just like totally, we're so peas in a pod, all three of us. But I think Lucy's kind of the glue in between the three of us. She kind of keeps us, you know, focused. And she's certainly the one that says, come on, let's get through this now and do that next. So it's good.
I love that. And then tell us about, just since that's how you met through the 90 or creating the 90 Day Divas, which is on 90daydivas.com, 90daydivas.com. What is that about? Like, what is the 90 Day Divas? Like, what, maybe Lucy, why don't you tell us what that is?
Yeah. So basically we support and coach women in business to really grow and scale their businesses. And we've got a 90 Day Blueprint program, and that's 90 days with all three of us. And we've got six different modules, and starting really from your mindset, marketing, sales, product. And then every week we come together and we've got a Q&A session with all three of us, because we all have different expertise. So Jen is really strong in her leadership and getting to know what team member needs to work together. Carol's all about mindset, really knowing where you want to go, set those goals. And then myself, I'm more into like the whole tech side and the marketing. And yeah, all three of us, it is three great minds that come together, and we support the women that come into our community. And I guess that's what we do in a nutshell. Yeah.
So do they stay for 90 days, or do they keep coming back for more 90 days?
So they do.
We actually have a repeat offender. Yeah.
They stay for 90 days, but of course they can, it's ongoing. So we just recommend to at least do 90 days, because the slogan that we have is really go from surviving to thriving with us. So yeah. And then you really, well, we all know the more support and accountability we have, the more success we will have in our business. So the longer you stay, the better, and good on you for staying and keep coming back.
Love it. Okay, so I love how you met, and then you created this amazing company that's helping all these women. But then how did you start to develop the friendship? Because I would imagine that's a little tricky when you're in business as well. So Carol, do you want to start us off? How did the friendship side of all of this start to develop?
Well, I think one of the things with the three of us is that whole, you know, similar values. You know, we all three of us have similar values. We have similar goals. We have similar ambitions. So all of that's kind of pulling us in and bringing us back to the basics every time. And I think, you know, we can certainly have disagreements, and we can certainly, you know, have conversations that, you know, might be challenging. But that's part of friendship as well, right? Because, you know, when you can really get to know someone and you can be seen and you can, you know, say what you think and be heard, then, you know, that's really what it's about. And that's what the three of us bring to each other. We're always, you know, wanting to hear about each other's lives, but also support one another in whatever we're needing to support one another with.
Nice. What about you, Jennifer? How did the friendship start to develop for you?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, I've always been one of those people who's quite independent in, in my business, I've always been, you know, the lone wolf. And whenever we had the idea of coming together to do a joint offering and bring pool our skill sets, because we'd all been in business for a long time, it was a little strange, but just almost immediately, like within the first, I don't know, week or so after the first couple of meetings we had, we were just so on the same page. And we love having fun. And, you know, all of us, I think, will say that every meeting, you know, we've got weekly meetings. Since we don't live in the same city, we even meet virtually most of the time. Mm-hmm. And we get together a couple times a year for strategy, you know, face-to-face, a retreat. But no, every time we leave from hanging out with each other, we feel energized and motivated and positive and, I don't know, all sorts of good things. And yeah, we are completely supportive of each other and what we're doing. And yeah, these girls are my tribe. I love and appreciate them.
Mm. I love that. How about you, Lucia? How did the friendship part of it start for you?
Well, I guess it also started quite immediately. Like, I mean, when I met Carol first, she was the first one that I met. Yeah, we were just sort of on the same wavelength and same thoughts and what we wanted to do, and loved her energy. And then with Jen, I just love how she thinks and it's just that go doer. And yeah, I guess, yeah, there was a lot of love or respect. I think respect is also what I had for each other. And yeah, because we all have a different expertise and we sort of don't, we always used to say too, after like a year when we were working together, we don't have any ego issues between each other, which is really nice. Like, yeah, that was one thing I think in a partnership, you really need to make sure that the ego is not involved. And because, yeah, we're all running our own business. We all know what we know. And I guess we really just want to make an impact. And it's not us three against each other. It's us three coming together and making that impact. And yeah, I guess. And also because there is love, like, yeah, we can give feedback, constructive feedback. And sometimes, yeah, it might not always be what we want to hear. But we always want to find ways to push through and to grow. All three of us, we've grown so much, even just having this business together. I mean, there's so many skills that you keep needing to work on. And yeah, but I guess at the end of the day, it really comes down to respecting each other and, yeah, admiring and, yeah, I guess also the love that we have for each other.
Wonderful. Do you have any... I would imagine it would be hard to, like, kind of what you said, Jennifer, but like having that, all three of you having your own thing for a while and then coming together and deciding how to even share. I mean, I'm like, oh, checking account, you know, who brings the clients in? How do you divide? Well, like, I have all these questions in my mind. I'm sure that those decisions needed to be made. Jennifer, do you want to speak to that as more the operations leader?
Oh, yeah, I don't know that I'm the operations leader, but yeah. Maybe I'm not. The one that goes, hey, I've got an idea, or yeah. No, it's interesting because we do try to divide and conquer and clarify roles, like, so that we're not totally duplicating effort in, you know, a number of places. However, we all do need to prospect, to start conversations with people, to, you know, put the word out there about what we're doing to our own networks, because we all came into this with different networks, which was helpful because we were able to combine those databases, if you will, to get the word out about what we're doing. It was generally quite easy. And I think we're all happy to just jump in and do, but we do need Lucy to, she's very systems oriented. Her brain is quite organized. Mine's a little bit big picture and kind of distractible. And I think Carol might be the same. So yeah, Lucy kind of keeps us organized and on track whenever we get a project rolling. So yeah, that's quite helpful. But no, we all contribute knowledge to, you know, we've created modules in our program that are self-study or whatever, but we all create to the we contribute to the creation of the content for those things. And then once we dump our collective brains into a document, we'll go through and edit it and make sure it all is cohesive. But it's quite valuable. There's so much synergy in the three of us.
I never really thought about it. It's like kind of like renting a house instead of three different houses. You're like, well, we might as well just have one website, one email list, one social media account, you know what I mean? Instead of having to manage all different, I'm getting excited here. I'm like,
And we still share, you know, even though we have that one social, we have the 90 Day Divas social media accounts, each one of us has our own following. So we each take those things and share them out to our network. So we get, you know, triple the bang for our buck, which is good.
Wow. That's great.
But yeah, I love the fact that you three have proven, because we hear so many times like, oh, you can't be in business with friends. And I think Lisa, you and I, like, we kind of have shown, not with just you and I, but just what we've done here on the podcast with the amount of guests that we've interviewed who are really good friends, best friends, but also business partners. And so that's a really, it's always lovely to see, you know, when, especially there's three of you that get to work together. And so it sounds like you're in different cities, but I guess I wanted, when you were last all together, what did you all do for fun?
Carol, you want to chime in first?
I will. Yeah. So we did a retreat together, and we did a whole lot of photos, and that was just so fun because we sort of decided that we'd have a bit of a, you know, Charlie's Angels kind of feel about it, because it's three girls, so why not? And so we did a whole bunch of different photos. Some of them didn't work out, to be fair, but some of them really did come together really nicely. And it was so fun to just, you know, dress up in different outfits and be really girly and, you know, give feedback to each other. That looks awesome. Or maybe try something else, you know, and it's just valuable because, you know, the three of us, we can be really honest and we can boost each other up. You know, if someone's feeling like, I'm not sure about this, no, that looks really cool on you, wear it, you know, like, and I'll maybe lose the necklace or whatever, you know, like, it's so easy just to work together and be together, you know. And then of course we went out for dinner together. On one of our retreats we went and saw Barbie, yeah, Barbie movie. So, you know, we wore our pink and we just had some fun. And yeah, so, and at that stage, Jen had seen it twice or something, three times at that point. So she was like converting us because we were like, we're not sure about this. And so, you know, we learned something new. And that's what it's about. Love learning and love continuing to learn. And the three of us bring that. We're always, you know, challenging each other to think about ways and things differently. And I think that's one of the other bases for us, is that we can, you know, give each other different things to think about. And that will make us, you know, better for it. I think it's growth, you know, always growing. So, yeah, we like having fun though. We like giggling.
So I'll give each of you a chance to go for the other person, the other two. What, and Jennifer, you can start us off. What do you absolutely love about Carol?
What I absolutely love about Carol is her unfailing positivity and the fact that she loves words as much as I do. So we sit together and we try to create titles for things, and we'll just ping ideas off each other with alliteration and, you know, rejection to riches and da, 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 da. I don't know. It's just fun. It sounds really nerdy, but it's fun to do that. And she's just always positive, always in an upbeat mood, constantly. Love it.
Love it. What about Lucia? What do you love about Lucia?
Lucy is so darn sweet. So Lucy is our millennial. So yeah, and just brings that whole different perspective to the partnership, really, and different, you know, she's a different stage in life. And it's so interesting for us to hear what's going on in her life. And she's just so sweet. I just love her to death because she's always accepting. She's always kind. She's very diplomatic. Yeah. And uber organized.
Love that. Lucia, why don't you go tell us what you love about Jennifer?
I really love also the whole professionalism, like how she just goes and takes a problem and there's never a no, and there's never really a problem. There's always solutions for everything, and very open too for new ideas. I think both of them are really open for new ideas, which is really nice. Like, we're really trying to always adapt. And I love also how Jen comes up with, she can write a newsletter and you're just like, oh my gosh, it's just amazing. Her words, yeah, she's so talented with writing. And yeah, but just also reliable and being there and, yeah, just being the amazing soul she is. So,
yeah. Aww, feeling the love over here in the room. I love it. And what about Carol? What do you love about Carol?
Well, first of all, I definitely love Carol's energy. I love how she's always up there and comes out with great ideas. Also, Carol loves to just go into a new idea. She's like, yes, go for it. Let's give it a go. There's never also their hesitance. Like, yeah, no, what have we got to lose? Also, Carol's amazing with words here. She just comes up with whatever. But then also she's really good with talking with new potential clients and really, yeah, she goes there and, yeah, she's just, I always feel like she's very fearless, which is real cool. And, yeah.
I love that. All right, Carol, what do you love about Lucy?
I love her energy too. I think Lucy and I have a similar type of energy in that we're positive. You know, we want to make an impact on the world and, you know, we want to bring our best selves to anything that we do. And I think that's what Lucy does. You know, she wants to bring her best self every time. And I admire that about her because, you know, when we're in that state of stress or we've got a lot going on, she wants only the best. So then it's like, well, how do we do that then? How do we bring that? And I think too with Lucy, you know, I love watching her journey as a female entrepreneur. Like, I love seeing how she thinks about things and, you know, how she wins these new clients that she gets and just, you know, how she operates to be able to fulfill what she's got to do. She's quite disciplined and I admire that as well, you know. So, yeah, very much respect her and I just love the way that she is very, very sweet, I have to say too, Jen. Totally.
And what do you love about Jennifer, Carol?
Well, with Jen, you know, one of the things with Jen is that we are quite similar in a lot of ways with our thinking and I love how we can sit there and we can start writing something and we just totally have each other's back on bringing about the creativity, you know, like she'll say something and it'll spark me. And I love that feeling of getting in flow. And that's what we do when we start, you know, riffing on something, we start really getting in flow and it's just amazing to feel it and to feel energized by it. And I love how Jenna is really reliable. She is so, you know, she says she's going to do something and she does it. And she's very much a person who, you know, she cares about what she's putting out there, but she wants to get it done. You know, so she's a doer and I love that aspect too because we need doers. Everybody needs doers that are going to take action and Jen's one of those people. She'll take the action and I love that about her. And she's fearless too in her own way, you know. She'll take on what she needs to do and she'll have tough conversations if she has to, you know. And I admire that too because those are all strengths that we learn over time and you know, she's a great teacher.
And hear a lot of similarities. I can see why the three of you were attracted to each other.
I just want to hug you guys right now. I wish we were all in the same room.
I told you it's going to be a love fest over here. Tamara, do you want to ask a question?
Yeah, I think just kind of wrapping up and it's pretty similar to my last questions. I asked about what you guys, you know, had done when you were together, but I always like to ask at the end, you know, if you were to be together right now, after this podcast ends, what would you go and do with one another? And Lucia, give me what your thoughts are.
Well, I'm just thinking it's a really nice day and it's a nice warm day. I think we might go to the beach and go for a swim and have a bit of a laugh.
That sounds nice. Carol, do you have any thoughts of what you'd like to do with each other?
Well, probably give a big hug first because, you know, better do that. But, yeah, maybe we would, we'd go and do something, go for a walk or something like that because we do some really good chats and good conversations when we're walking, you know, and the brain is clicking in and whatnot. So I think I just want to go for a walk. So we go for a walk on the beach, have a swim, come back and have a cup of tea.
Jennifer, what about you? Sounds lovely. I want to come to the
You're welcome to come visit us anytime, ladies. You have friends in New Zealand now. Yeah, absolutely. Take a walk on the beach. I'm not a huge ocean swimmer. There's all kinds of weird things out in the ocean that scare me a little bit, but you know, I'm a beach walker and yeah, come back and have a nice lunch sitting outside. I think we did that last time we were together. That was beautiful. So yeah, just nice to spend time together and hang out.
Jennifer, maybe Jenny and I can watch the phones and the keys so that, you know, no one steals it. We'll be on the beach watching all the stuff and they can go.
Exactly. Yes.
And then maybe
The last time we were at the beach, we did hop in and the water was so flipping cold. Oh my goodness. Yeah. It was almost like a little icy plunge, but there you go.
But even there, Jen, you just went in, even though you didn't really want to go into the ocean. You came and joined us. That was pretty impressive. And then maybe other things. We all love dogs. So I think we'd take our dogs along. We're big dog lovers.
Yeah, I was just going to say that too about Jen, that while she says she won't get in, she'll do, you know, she'll have a go at it. She might not like it. She gets out of her comfort zone. She'll have a little go. She put her feet in the water. She got in. We're like, good work, Jen. And then we carried on swimming while she was on the
side. I love it. I'm so glad that we were able to come together today across the globe. US and New Zealand met up today. And I can see why all of you were attracted to each other. You have a lot of respect for each other. You're reliable, fearless, kind, creative. It's a pretty good group. So I love what you're doing out there, and I'm really glad we met. You never know. You could literally meet your best friend in a Zoom call. You don't know. You do not know where you're going to meet them. So thank you, ladies, for being in the show. We will see you next time. Bye, Tamara.
Bye, Lisa. Thank you.
Hey, bestie, thanks for listening. If you like this episode, be sure to hit that subscribe button to get notified of new episodes and check out cool bestie gift ideas at howimetmybff.com.
That's right. And also leave us a review. Those reviews help us out a lot and are one of the best ways to support us.
Yes. And if you have a fun story about how you met your BFF, send us an email at info@howimetmybff.com. We would love to hear about it.
Definitely. And hey, maybe we'll have you on our next episode.
That would be awesome. Until next time.
Love ya, BFFs.